Welcome back, my friends. Chef and a Fat Man live from incredible Corbin, Kentucky, home of the second annual Moonbow Egg Fest 2015. How about that, Chef Eric, man? I mean, he has been hanging out at Samford University with a sorority house feeding 300 sorority girls, and I'm here in Corbin, Kentucky, and with Dennis. Now, who's got the good deal going here? Although Janice, she could be in a sorority house, I'm thinking, you know. No, he's not. But anyway, we welcome you back to Corbin, Kentucky. This is really, truly a beautiful, beautiful town. We've had so many great experiences here already today. And thank you, Chef Eric, for taking time away, because he's feeding 300 people down there. And so he was grilling all night, still took time out to join us. You know, my friends, we love to talk to you and taunt you a little bit about food history. Today is, of course, Johnny Appleseed Day, National Pancake Day. And for those of you who like alpacas, or who even know what an alpaca is, it is National Alpaca Farm Day. And for those of you who hunt and fish, it is National Hunting and Fishing Day. Now, one of the things you quickly learn about Corbin, Kentucky, and the people of Kentucky, they have a deep kinder to history. Whether it be the Sanders Cafe and Colonel Harlan Sanders, or the famous Daniel Boone National Park. But it was on this day, let me see, right here, on this day in 1820, Daniel Boone died this day in 1820. He was a frontiersman. He was just quite a special. He was an American. He was truly an American icon for helping to blaze the way to this great country. And there's no more fitting place to be than outside the beautiful Daniel Boone National Park. And you know, my friends, this Egg Fest, there has literally been hundreds of people here today. It has grown way, way beyond their wildest expectations in the second year. What I'm afraid of is next year is going to be huger. Huger is a word I created because I'm too lazy to go to the dictionary. But it's going to be huge. It's going to be so big that it's going to quickly outgrow. And the reason it does is because great people from all over the country come together for their love of the egg and their love for their regional or local culinary. Or for those of you who put your pinkies out when you're drinking your Kentucky Moonwater culinary. We are very fortunate to have some people kind of near and dear to my heart. Lisa Hill, who you heard a few minutes ago. Her and Don were talking about this very uniquely shaped pork tenderloin that they had. And it was directly related to something we were talking about here just a few minutes ago. But they, that was appropriate sound. But anyway, they said, Lisa came down, she goes, I have a hot dog for y'all. And I looked at it, and without even batting an eyelash, I said, no, that is not a hot dog. Hot dogs is what they eat in Cincinnati. Hot dogs is what they eat in New York. Chicago dogs are what you eat in Chicago. Woo-hoo. Across the fruited plains, my friends, I've had tubular steaks in just about every state, every county, every municipality. Ergo, I'm fat. But one of the things, what are you laughing about, Jenna? You're a young person. Young persons are not supposed to be, you're supposed to be politically correct. Laughing at fat people is not politically correct, so settle down. Anyway, I found that there is but one hot dog that far surpasses every other tube steak in the world. That is the famous Chicago dog. Now, my friends, you cannot make a Chicago dog by just sticking a hot dog on a bun. It is absolutely critical. So these folks came all the way from Illinois, even though they have Jay Cutler as their quarterback, even though they know that they're bound to a miserable season as long as that heartless QB is playing. We have true bear spirit and great Chicago food. So without further ado, I would like to introduce you to Dennis the Horse Payne, his daughter Jana, who rode a horse, Payne, and I, the fat man, who rode a horse in pain. It's a great, great experience, my friends. Welcome all the way from Illinois. This is great. Dennis, Jana, welcome to Chef and a Fat Man.
Thank you.
Now, this is truly a regional. This is, when you're in Chicago, if you don't eat a hot dog specifically done this way, you're not eating a hot dog. So this is the famous Chicago dog. So while Jana does the hard work in assembling, Dennis, you explain what it is. And I will chime in, too, because I am an absolute fan of the Chicago dog.
Well, first you got to start with the... It's mostly about ingredients.
It is.
Like you're saying. So we have our S. Rosen buns that have poppy seeds on them that you can only get in Chicago.
And that's a critical element. The Rosen's poppy seed bun is like the foundation.
Right.
And then you add the crown jewel, which is not just a hot dog.
Here, Vienna, here, all beef hot dog.
Now, are you a natural skin, or are you, you know, do you like to snap when you bite it?
I like mine a little crispier.
All right, there we go. Now, this is neat because in Chicago, you'll get them grilled.
Yeah.
You'll get them grilled, but on the street carts in Chicago.
They're boiled.
Yes, and they're all over. I mean... One of the great pleasures of walking down the streets of Michigan Avenue is seeing the food carts with the Vienna umbrella out there. So it's a Vienna all-beef Chicago hot dog.
Yep. That's all we brought this time.
And what's great about the Vienna hot dog is, having been to the plant and seen what they do, they trim all the fat, and they use top slabs of beef. They are cutting off of 100 to 150-pound quarters of beef that you and I wish we had in our home to eat, and they're trimming it to make the great Chicago dog. So we have the Rosen's poppy seed bun, steamed mostly,
yep.
But in this case, slightly grilled. Then you take the Vienna all beef, natural casing Chicago dog that is slightly smoked, lay that in there, and what's next?
Then we put on Heinz mustard.
Yes, a good... Good yellow mustard. We don't do any of that deli mustard.
No honey mustard.
No weenie mustard.
Mustard.
It's straight Heinz yellow mustard. Okay? There's three ingredients.
Then we've got our relish, our bright green Rosen's relish.
Yes. Emerald green relish by Vienna is, without doubt, when you see it, you'll know it. Because it acts almost fluorescent green. But it is so good, and only Vienna and the companies associated make it. So then you've got the fourth ingredient, which is your
pickle.
Now you take a pickle spear, cut it into spears, and it's like a quarter of a pickle, sometimes a sixth. Depends on how big your pickle is, and we all know size matters. And so you do it, Jana. You don't understand this, and you settle down. Now, you take the pickle spear, and you lay it alongside the dog, and on the other side you put...
Roma tomatoes.
Yes, Roma tomatoes sliced in wedges, and then across the top of the Rosen's, or the emerald green relish, you have some beautiful chopped
onion.
Then you top it off with two more ingredients. That's right, there's seven toppings that go into a Chicago dog. You put on the famous little peppers.
Sport peppers.
Sport peppers. And in Chicago, when you say sporties or sport peppers, they know what you're talking about. Then you top it off with a little...
Celery salt.
That's it. Seven ingredients. And you are so right, Dennis. Now, I know you're a big Bears fan. I know, obviously, there's another person here who's a big Bears fan. And our good friend Bobby G, a Bobby G Chicago-style eatery... He is a huge Bears fan. In fact, tomorrow he'll have the Bears games on seven screens at his restaurant. It is the official home of Chicago Bears fans for Atlanta, Georgia, and there are a bunch of them, wild fanatics. They have all the screens going. Everybody's in their jerseys. He does specials on beverages. You have the Chicago Thin and Crispy Pizza. You have the Chicago Dogs. Everybody comes in from Chicago and from 100 miles away, but you have to get there 2 hours before game time. It's packed inside. He got so big, he has a patio outside, and he put two big screen TVs out there for the Bears fans. And yet, you still have Jay Cutler. Anyway, Thank you, Jana. Thank you, Dennis, for sharing your Chicago culture with our listeners, who hail many from Chicago, Sycamore, Cicero, and the environs of the Rockford, Illinois, DeKalb, Illinois, or as we say down here, DeKalb. Up there we say DeKalb. It's the Chicago Hot Dog Celebration, all about Vienna. Oh, my friends, so many people to thank to make this show go so well. First to Mags, Maggie Kriebel, Director of Tourism, President Tim Barnes of the Hometown Bank of Corbin et al., his friend and co-conspirator, Mel the Man, creator of the Moonbow Egg Festival, and of course, Mayor Willard McBurney for his wonderful ceremony, bestowing us with the honorary Corbin Colonelships, and couldn't have done it without Marlon Sams. He's the Corbin City Manager that filled in for Mayor McBurney, who had to leave. You know those mayors, they've got a schedule. I would also like to thank the wonderful people of Corbin, to the folks at the depot, to Mr. Patel and his wonderful Best Western Hotel. Absolutely phenomenal. And we couldn't have done it, of course, without Karen the Beast Jenkins, our producer and photographer, and our keeper of the dials, the always reliable, incredible sound quality, he who must be obeyed, Michael the Whip Hulse, chef of the Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs, has been presented by the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking experience, by Real Sweet Onions, by Schumann Produce. Remember, if it doesn't say Real Sweet on the bag of the tag, it just ain't. And by Cutter Cigar Emporium, they are your portal to the world of great times, the world of great cigars, and a world of friends you have yet to meet. And we couldn't do our groceries, we wouldn't have it any other way than the great food people of Whole Foods, where value matters. I'm your host, Kevin Jenkins, reminding you, as we do each and every week, to remember our troops and first responders. They are the reasons we continue to have the freedoms we enjoy so much. The price of freedom is never free. As we cool down the mobile burners of Chef and the Fat Man, we'd like to remind you to be safe. Thanks again to wonderful Corbin, Kentucky. And keep your dials right here on Newstalk 1160, the talk of the town. Join us next week as we will be at Taste of Atlanta, baby, at the Big Green Egg Cooking Stage Saturday and Sunday. You don't want to miss it. The best taste event in the South, Taste of Atlanta. God bless y'all. God bless America. And God willing, we'll talk to you next week.